In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. God, our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. You sent the Spirit on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will open my lips, and my tongue shall announce your praise. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, I offer you the first glorious mystery concerning your glorious resurrection. O Jesus, you rose from the dead in triumph, and remained for 40 days with your disciples, instructing and encouraging them. Increase my faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Luke 24, verses 1 through 3. At daybreak on the first day of the week, they took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. Luke 24, verses 4 through 5. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death." Luke 24, verses 6 through 8. He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day. And they remembered his words. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Mark 16, verses 9 through 11. When he had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. John chapter 20, verses 6 through 8. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had been covering his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. John 20, 19 through 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked,
where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. John 20:27-28. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 through 19. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hope in Christ, we are the most pitiful people of all. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. Revelation 1:17-18. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the nether world." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most need of your mercy. May the grace of perseverance in the Catholic faith be imparted to my soul. Lord Jesus, I offer you the second glorious mystery of your ascension into heaven. O Jesus, in the presence of Mary and the disciples, you ascended to heaven to sit at the Father's right hand. Increase the virtue of hope in me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Luke 24:50-51. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Mark chapter 16, verses 19 through 20. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. John 14, verses 2 through 3. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. John 14, verses 5 through 7. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, do you know him and have seen him? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you were called with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Titus chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. We await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness, and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 56. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, for the sake of the joy that was laid before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Psalm 68, verse 19 and 20. You went up to its lofty height. You took captives, received slaves as tributes, even rebels, for the Lord God to dwell. Blessed be the Lord day by day, God our salvation, who carries us. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those most need of your mercy. May the grace to share in your joy and triumph for all eternity be imparted into my soul. Holy Spirit, I offer you the third glorious mystery to honor the mystery of Pentecost. O Lord Jesus, in fulfillment of your promise, you sent the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the disciples under the form of tongues of fire. Increase my love for God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 2, 16 through 18. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. It will come to pass in the last days, God says, that I will pour out a portion of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Indeed, upon my servants and my handmaids, I will pour out a portion of my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. John 16, verses 8 through 11. When he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 through 20. Do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks always for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in every one. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. In the same way, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who has searched the heart knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 42. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of the bread, and to prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. May the grace to know, really love, and practice the Catholic faith, and help others share in it, be imparted into my soul. Lord Jesus, I offer you the fourth glorious mystery to honor the Assumption of your Holy Mother, body and soul, into heaven. O Mary, by the power of God you were assumed into heaven and united with your divine Son. Help me to have a true devotion to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 53. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we will all be changed, in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For that which is corruptible must clothe itself with incorruptibility, and that which is mortal must clothe itself with immortality. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was found no more because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, he was attested to have pleased God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. As they walked on, still conversing, a fiery chariot and fiery horses came between the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. And Elisha saw it happen. He cried out, my father, Israel's chariot and steeds. Then he saw him no longer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, through chapter 12, verse 2. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a violent hailstorm. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Revelation 12, 5 through 6. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God, that there she might be taken care of for 1260 days. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Revelation 12, 17. Then the dragon became angry with the woman, and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. They will strike at your head, while you strike at their heel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Romans chapter 16, verse 19 and 20. For while your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, I want you to be wise as to what is good, and simple as to what is evil. Then the God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 25 and 27. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. But when it says that everything has been subjected, it is clear that it excludes the one who subjected everything to him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. May the grace of victory over sin and the corruption of death be imparted into my soul. Lord Jesus, I offer you the fifth glorious mystery, to honor the glorious crowning of your Holy Mother in heaven. Mary, you were crowned Queen of Heaven by your Divine Son, to the great joy of all the saints. Obtain eternal happiness for me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Then Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king stood up to meet her and paid her homage. Then he sat down upon his throne, and a throne was provided for the king's mother, who sat at his right. She said, "There is a small favor I would ask of you. Do not refuse me." The king said to her, "Ask it, my mother, for I will not refuse you." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Then I saw thrones. Those who sat on them were entrusted with judgment. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the Word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a gold censer. He was given a great quantity of incense to offer, along with the prayers of all the holy ones. On the gold altar that was before the throne, the smoke of the incense along with the prayers of the holy ones went up before God from the hand of the angel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. James chapter 5, 19 through 20. My brothers, if anyone among you should stray from the truth, and someone bring him back, he should know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death, and will cover a multitude of sins. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, 16 and 17. If anyone sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God, and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as a deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 24 through 27. God has so constructed the body as to give greater honor to a part that is without it, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same concern for one another. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts shall share its joy. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verses 43 and 44. Judah Maccabee then took up a collection among all his soldiers, accounting for 2,000 silver drachmas, which he sent to Jerusalem to provide for the expiatory sacrifice. In doing this, he acted in a very excellent and noble way, inasmuch as he had the resurrection in mind. For if he were not expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been a superfluous and foolish thing to pray for the dead. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verses 45 through 46. But if he did this with the view to the splendid reward that awaits those who had gone to rest in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Thus he made atonement for the dead, that they might be absolved from their sin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. May the grace of perseverance and increase of virtue be imparted into my soul and all the righteous. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this, our exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son by his life, death, and resurrection has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech you, that meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, have mercy on us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John the Evangelist, pray for us. Saint Louise Marie de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the Most Blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, and our mediatrix with you, mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Most Holy Virgin, and our Mother, we listen with grief to the complaints of your Immaculate Heart, surrounded with the thorns placed therein at every moment by the blasphemies and ingratitude of ungrateful humanity. We are moved by the ardent desire of loving you as our Mother and of promoting a true devotion to your Immaculate Heart. We, therefore, kneel before you to manifest the sorrow we feel for the grievances that people cause you, and to atone by our prayers and sacrifices for the offenses with which they return your love. Obtain for them and for us the pardon of so many sins. Hasten the conversion of sinners, that they may love Jesus and cease to offend the Lord, already so much offended, so that they will not fall into hell. Turn your eyes of mercy towards us, that we may love God with all our heart on earth and enjoy him forever in heaven. My brothers and sisters, let us say to our Savior, who willed to be born of the Virgin Mary, Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Jesus, while hanging on the cross, you gave your mother to be the mother of John. Help us to live as her children. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Savior, your mother stood by the cross. Through her intercession, help us welcome a share in your sufferings. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Word eternal, you elected Mary to be the incorruptible ark of your presence. Free us from the corruption of sin. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Son of justice, grant us in the Immaculate Virgin a guiding light to return to you, that we may always walk in your light. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Lord, enable us to imitate Mary, your mother, who chose the better portion by seeking the food that remains to eternal life. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. King of kings, you willed your mother to be assumed into heaven with you in body and soul. May we always attend to what comes from above. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Lord of heaven and earth, you made Mary queen at your right hand. Help us attain a share in the same glory. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Savior of the world, through your redemptive power, you preserved your mother from all stain. Save us from sin. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Redeemer, you had Mary as the purest dwelling place of your presence, and you made her the holy vehicle of your Spirit. Make us lasting temples also of your Spirit. Lord, may your mother intercede for us. Holy Virgin Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, accept this rosary that we offer you as a sign of our love for you and our firm confidence in your powerful intercession. We offer this as an act of faith in the mysteries of the Incarnation and the Redemption, as an act of thanksgiving to God for all his love for us and all of mankind, as an act of atonement for the sins of the world, especially our own, and as an act of petition to God through your intercession for all the needs of God's people on earth, but especially for the requests that we make from our hearts at this moment in time. And we beg you, dear Mother of God, present these petitions of ours to Jesus, your Son. For we know that you want us to seek God's will in our request, and we know that if what we ask for is not according to God's will for us, we ask that you pray that we may receive something which will be of a greater benefit to our souls. And for this, we put all of our confidence in you. Father, through the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin, you prepared a worthy place for your Son. In view of the foreseen death of your Son, you preserved Mary from all sin. Through her intercession, grant that we may also reach you with clean hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus, the Lord. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers in our necessities, but ever deliver us from all danger. O glorious and blessed Virgin, Mary, Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces, pray for us. Saint Michael and Saint Gabriel, pray for us. All you heavenly powers, Mary's legion of angels, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. Saint Peter and Paul, pray for us. Confer, O Lord, on us who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor. A faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. A courageous faith, which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls. A faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire, to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that, when the battle of life is over, our legion may reassemble without loss of anyone in the kingdom of your love and glory. May the souls of the departed legionnaires and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.